Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, this is Lock and Load, and joining us now from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to have you. Speaking of having you here, let's talk about, now, besides cigarettes, what else has, in the United States, have they decided that you cannot advertise in America besides cigarettes? Do we know?
Well, you know, there's some limitations on advertising for alcohol.
Right.
And there's some limitations on advertising for pornography. Let's see if there's anything else I can think of right off. Well, you can't advertise for stuff that's illegal. You know, so can't advertise for illegal drugs generally. You can't, well, this used to be the case. I'm not sure it's anymore, but you used to not to be able to advertise for prostitution.
But all the things you can't advertise for, none of them are constitutional rights or tied to the constitutional right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can argue around the edges for, you know, pornography, you say, but when the founders ratified the First Amendment, they never had pornography in mind. You know, there were already restrictions on pornography. But anyway, that's kind of a side issue. But
right.
There's the limit. The things that you are not allowed to advertise are generally limited to things which are illegal, or there's almost like voluntary restrictions on advertising for cigarettes are one of the things that it's kind of an in-between case because it involves lawsuits and, in my opinion, an inappropriate use of civil law in order to place broad restrictions on society.
Right. We're talking right now about something in California, AB 2571.
Correct. And this is a... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's to prevent advertising any firearm-related product that reasonably appears to be attractive to minors.
Right. So how are you going to find something that's attractive to adults, but that's not attractive to minors? I mean, it's a silly workaround that the California legislature is attempting to do to claim that it's constitutional to ban advertising of things they don't like, which are perfectly legal.
Right.
And there's a broad swath of the population, including, I would say, probably you and I, and probably over 50% of the population, that believe that it's beneficial and useful for children to learn about firearms, particularly about proper use of firearms, safety rules, how to shoot them, how to take care of them. All those things, I would say more than half the population believes are useful things to learn, but which the government in California attempts to ban through this legislation they passed, which is Assembly Bill 2571. And it was signed into law more than a year ago on June 30th, 2022, which is just about a week after the Bruin decision at the Supreme Court. And it's been percolating in the system as a lawsuit, it was very quickly challenged in the law. And it's been percolating for over a year now. And on September 13th, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit held that they didn't precisely say it's unconstitutional. What they said is more like, it almost certainly is unconstitutional, if you see the difference. It's a pretty subtle difference. Because what they did is they sent the case back down to the district court and saying, you did it wrong. It looks to us like this is probably unconstitutional. You need to do it again. And so that's what is happening. They basically spanked the lower court and said, stop undercutting the Constitution and do your job. So that's what the court did, and it's perfectly understandable because you're subverting not only the Second Amendment rights of people to learn about guns, you're subverting the First Amendment rights that says you have free speech, freedom of assembly. So in this law, they basically made gun shows illegal. Because how do you have a gun, advertise a gun show saying, here's guns, learn about them, you know, good stuff, without being attractive to minors? I mean, it's the absurd, but I suppose you could have advertised, but this stuff is really great, but it's not for kids. So kids, don't be interested. I mean, it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull, you know.
Yeah.
This is, it's an absurd law, and this three-judge panel basically dissected it and said, no, this is viewpoint discrimination. You don't like guns, and you don't like anybody talking about guns, so you're trying to shut them up. That's not allowed under the First Amendment. And they said, so we're sending it back to the district court, and they need to take into consideration that that the lawsuit against the law is likely to succeed because it's a blatant abuse of power. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
Sure.
I could probably get a quote here. And what they said, interestingly, they used this under what they call intermediate scrutiny, which...
He's the only way.
Is a lower standard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be strict, isn't it?
Well, I would say so.
Yeah.
And there's three judges in the panel. It was unanimous that this failed the test under intermediate scrutiny. But one of the judges, Judge Van Dyke, felt so strongly about it, he wrote a concurrence, you know, he agreed, but then he said, we should have... sent the message that this fails under any standard, not just intermediate, and it should be under strict scrutiny because it's such an obvious abuse of power because it restricts people's rights to talk about a certain viewpoint. And he's absolutely correct. And I read it, and it's a brilliant concurrence. And what we see today, where people on the left are trying to rewrite the Constitution through the changing definitions of words. What they claim is, if you say something that offends me, I can shut you up. Well, of course, that's insane. Because if something doesn't offend anyone, it doesn't need to be protected by the First Amendment. It's only speech that is unpopular to at least some people that needs to be protected by the First Amendment. Otherwise, it's just a truism. I mean, you know, I think there's an old joke about an American and a Russian, and the American says to the Russian, we have speech here. I can criticize the American. We're going to have to go to the other
Yeah,
side.
Hang on right there. I was too busy listening to the story. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. I was so wrapped up in the story that he was telling that I just let the break sneak right up on me. So do you want to pick it up where we left it off there, sir?
Let me start that. As I was explaining how freedom of speech works with a joke about Americans and Russians. An American was talking to a Russian, and he said, "Here in America, we have free speech. we can criticize the American president all we want. And the Russian said to him, it is same in Russia. In Russia, we can criticize the American president all we want. Of course, that's the point, is that if the regime likes what you're saying, you don't need the First Amendment.
Right.
You only need it when the people in power or around you don't like what you're saying. That's when you need to be protected. And the left today has tried to invert all this by saying, if anyone on the left dislikes what you're saying, we can shut you up. Well, that's an absolute insane inversion of reality and the First Amendment. No, it's exactly the opposite. If you don't like what we're saying, then say something yourself, but you can't shut us up. So the cure for speech you don't like is more speech, not shutting people up and putting them in the gulag.
Right.
And that's where I have to say, you know, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment reinforce each other. If you're armed and your neighbors are armed, it's unlikely that some mob is going to come up to you, or even if your neighbors don't like you and you say something they don't like, they're probably not going to get away from burning out your house or just shutting you up in open society with physical intimidation. Similarly, if you're not allowed to argue about and print books and assemble on ways to protect the Second Amendment is likely to go away because you are not allowed to discuss it and to lobby Congress and to hold protests against gun bans like they recently did in New Mexico.
Right.
So the Bill of Rights is not just little pieces here and there. They reinforce each other and protect each other. And so, you know, the First and Second Amendment are intertwined.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't think you'll disagree.
No, I mean, to be quite honest with you, sometimes I kind of think they could rearrange those two and just put the Second Amendment first and the First Amendment second. But simply because the Second Amendment is the teeth, right? The teeth of the Constitution.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
These guys. And, you know, this whole idea of, where's the standard for figuring out what applies? What minors? What age group are we talking about?
Well, they don't say.
I know.
It's obvious that anybody under 18, which means everybody, essentially.
Right. That's
so.
That's so ridiculous. You had to think that they knew that was going to get pushed back. Sort of like Grisham. Sort of like her little stuff that she just pulled. But, I mean, absolutely, you know, Gavin Newsom, he loves him some gun control. There's not any gun control that he's never not liked.
I can't think of any, although there might have been, you know, some control. It wasn't as strict as he liked, so there has to be stricter than that. It's absurd. And California has become essentially a one-party state.
Yep.
Where the elections, or maybe I should say the ballot harvest, is controlled essentially by one party.
Yep.
And it's just about impossible to get any conservative elected in California. And they control the schools. They essentially have made California a one-party state replete with propaganda organs and control of most of the media.
Well, before we stray off into the next little article that you put up there, let me ask you a question regarding that. In California, with all of the mass exodus that's going on out of these big cities and everything, are all of these crime spikes and pestilence spikes and drug use spikes, is this going to become a self-correcting problem at some
point?
Good
question. Now, ordinarily, I would say, well, yeah, it becomes self-correcting. But what that doesn't take into account is the ability of California and other failed states to dip into your and my pockets
right.
to pay for their failure.
Right.
Ordinarily, they would be restrained by reality because they would only have so much income they would have. But what they understand very well is they're not restrained even by taxation. If they want money to keep their fantasies going, all they have to do is have Uncle Joe, Biden, not Stalin, print more money for them.
Sure.
He doesn't even have to raise taxes. If he prints, 10% of existing money supply and gives it to California and New York, that 10% just comes out of existing money and that's in your pocket or in your bank account or whatever. It's just transferring wealth from people who have earned it into the pockets of people who haven't. Inflation is just another tax, and it's a sneaky tax because people don't see it directly. So,
well, I know with the
keeps them alive.
With all of the COVID relief that he paid out, that New York and California were doomed. They had nothing but red ink, and now then they got bailed out. They got bailed out by this, and they paid off all. They brought everything back to zero, and now they're back to having deficits again. But I mean,
exactly, and they can continue doing that as long as there's somebody at the federal level who's willing to bail them out.
Yeah, well,
with made up money, and the rest of us pay for it.
Yeah, well. I kind of think even Newsom balks at reparations when he saw the price tag.
Yeah, we'll see. The further left in California, the more you control the powers that be because they don't want to be dare. They don't dare show themselves as less than further to the left of the loudest shouters in the crowd. So we will see. I just predict what tends to this stuff because it's runaway. There's no check on it. It just gets further and further and further and further until something or somebody stops it.
Right.
Now, we had a way to stop it because they'd run out of money.
Hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. This is one of 2,300 plus other articles that Dean has waiting on you at amoland.com. Covering every possible facet, every nook and cranny within the gun rights organizations, within the gun culture, within whatever's going on in the gun world. Complete and total immersion and coverage for you. Just waiting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. The president's son is expected to make his first appearance in Los Angeles, only 9 tax-related charges. That's set for January 11th. He's facing a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral in Washington.
Gracious and wise, civil and principled, Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West,
was a pioneer in her own right.
He said she was a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms. The prospect of the Senate reaching an agreement on border security and Ukraine aid before the Christmas holiday appears unlikely. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged progress, but refrained from confirming whether a vote would take place this week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. So, Gabriel Metcalf, do we know how he had a school zone case detention hearing? Was that that the 21st?
This morning.
Yeah, okay. And what happened
this
with that?
Morning. Well, I'm in the middle of writing an article, and I'm getting details. They don't publish this immediately. You know, it takes a little bit in the process to get everything published. But I have got some initial reports, and they are that he is out on personal recognizance, that the judge did not even impose bail on him. So I don't believe he has been released. I mean, he's actually outside the jail yet because there's paperwork and there's, you have to collect his belongings and there's some type of processing that goes on. But he's probably very close to it.
Right.
And so the I do have an article on at Amiland talking about leading up to this point. And it has some information about a brief that was filed by Russell Hart, who's the, I think they call them federal defenders there. So that's the equivalent of a public defender for state and local.
Right.
And so far, I have to say I'm very impressed with Russell Hart. He has done a really good job. And his brief that was filed with the court before the hearing this morning has a couple of very interesting things in it, one that I didn't know. So I give him credit. Under the penalties section for possessing a firearm in a gun-free school zone, there is something in wording in there that I haven't seen before, that any violation of a gun-free school zone. It's called, the number is 922, parentheses, Q for gun-free school zone, will be treated as a misdemeanor, except for the term of imprisonment, which is very strange. But that's what it says. What does it mean? I guess you're supposed to, for rules in the law, you're supposed to treat it like a misdemeanor, except when it comes to sentencing, that you can go up to 5 years in prison for. But that's what they're saying, and it's bizarre, but it kind of makes a weird kind of sense, is, look, this is such a minor offense that you shouldn't treat it as a felony, even though the law says you can put them in prison for up to 5 years. You know, treat it like a misdemeanor until it comes down to sentencing, then you can go up to 5 years.
Right.
And there's another thing in the law that I've seen, well, it's a combination. If you read the statutes, the statute clearly says that the penalty is 5 years in prison or a $5,000 fine. I mean, I've read it several different places where it says it's 5 years in prison or a $5,000 fine. But then when you try to pin down the exact amount of a fine, the prosecutor in Gabriel Metcalf's case said the fine could be up to $100,000. And I'm puzzled by this because I've never seen where it says that for a gun-free school zone, the fine could be up to $100,000. I would say it says $5,000. But what you have is that the sentencing guidelines for federal crimes have become Byzantine. And by that I mean they're complex and convoluted, and there are many factors that come into play. And so it's possible that the federal prosecutor is looking and says, well, you know, if he was convicted of a drive-by shooting as well as possession of a firearm in a gun-free school zone, and he had a switchblade in his pocket, and his race card was invalidated or something. I'm being slightly facetious, but there are complexities to the sentencing guidelines, and it's just possible that under all of the worst conditions in the sentencing guidelines, the fine could be increased to $100,000. I'm being generous here because I'm not a federal attorney who routinely deals with the sentencing guidelines.
Right.
All I see in the statutes are the $5,000 fine. And since this is an extremely simple case, this is the most simple gun-free school zone case I've ever seen. It involves someone with no criminal history, no history of violence, who lives inside the school zone, not on school property, but inside the school zone, who has a home there, who stepped outside his property a few times, and he's been charged with having possession, and with a single shot, 20-gauge shotgun, no less. I mean, it makes you wonder what they would have charged him with if he had a muzzle loader. But the point is that they charged him with this, and that's all there is. There isn't anything more. He's not a drug user. He's not a mentally defective person. My read on his intelligence is that he's probably well above average intelligence. I have never spoken to him in person, but I've talked with his mother, and I've read some of the things he has written. And you can gather quite a bit. I mean, you can at least make an upside estimate. Obviously, if someone's illiterate, they can still be very highly intelligent, but just illiterate. But Gabriel Metcalf appears to be very literate and capable of writing excellent prose at about, certainly above a college degree level, I would say. I mean, I look at that, and I think I've seen much worse prose written by people with master's degrees. So, he isn't mentally defective. He isn't a drug or alcohol abuser. He was not very far from his own property for legitimate defense. is such a clear, simple case. I don't see how they could possibly get more than a $5,000 fine out of it. But that's me, you know. And lawyers, they don't read the statutes because you'll make errors. Well, I have to say that I believe I have more understanding of most of the gun statutes than most lawyers. But people who would be applying this would be searching those statutes. And eventually we will find out how the prosecution came up with a $100,000 fine. But I have heard, and it's just hearsay, that the defense attorney also was puzzled by the amount, but didn't think that it was the appropriate time to bring it up. After all, Gabriel won. He's out on his own recognizance, or will be shortly, and they can... There are other times which would be more appropriate to bring up this potential error in the possibility of a fine. I don't think it'll ever get to that point because the law is so clearly unconstitutional. In my opinion, it's facially unconstitutional. It means you just read it and you read the Bruin decision and say, yeah, this law is unconstitutional. It's obvious. And as it was under the Commerce Clause, it was considered to be unconstitutional in 3 out of 8 circuit courts. So that's where we are.
Well, hang on for me. We got one more break to get through. This article that we're referring to, this is at amoland.com. for your perusal, to go check it out. I mean, Dean has been following this one. I'm still stunned that nobody has come to Mr. Metcalf's aid, but we have done what we can do here on this end to try to bring his plight to the light.
Yeah, we have time. At the articles that are on Amoland, there is a Give, Send, Go account link that Gabriel's mother has set up to aid them in their defense and to hopefully be able to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Last time on the firing line, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking so far about quite a few things, and I guess we're going to end with this. The NCIS numbers for August came out. Did we still got a bunch? Are we still on our million per month trajectory?
Yes, it is still the gun sales numbers, which are, you know, they're different than the NCIS checks. National Instant Check System checks, because we do more checks for other things. But we're over a million on the checks and on the gun sales as well. And you have to do some calculations to come up with the number of gun sales because the ATF has them in separate categories, and I have access to those numbers, and then I run them through the formula that I think is correct, and it's slightly different than what the National Shooting Sports Foundation comes up with. But they're very close. They track really close. And so what we see is that in August, the number of sales, again, is lower by a little bit. You know, it's about, by a little bit, I'd say, you know, 12, 13% than it was last August. But it's also the fifth highest August in existence. So while the number, you know, the base numbers of gun sales has dropped a little bit, it's still quite high. It's as though we've established a new base level for gun sales. And I think this has happened because we have a large number of new gun owners. And we also have an administration, and I would say this goes back to Barack Obama administrations, perhaps we should say, that are actively working against the will of the American people. They actively don't want people to be armed. They put out this propaganda. They basically push societal chaos, and people react to that, and they say, well, wait a minute, nobody is enforcing the law. Well, people just steal stuff and get away with it. A cop won't come and answer my call now because the local government says that if he does anything, they'll throw him in jail. And so those conditions have created a significant number of new gun owners. And once you have one gun, you start realizing, you know, this gun doesn't work perfectly for all the different circumstances. I'd like to have a gun. You might want one gun for concealed carry. You might want a different gun for household defense. And then maybe you want another one if you decide to take up target shooting or go hunting. And so, you know, guns are kind of like any hobby. As you start to become more proficient and as you learn more and more about what various guns are capable of, you start to realize that just one doesn't handle everything. And so as you build new gun owners, you build demand for more guns. And I think that's what we're seeing. So that's where we're at. Now, the other side of the coin is you have the Supreme Court has been actively restoring the right to keep and bear arms since about 2008 with the Heller decision, and then most recently with the Bruin decision in 2022. So that has a couple of effects, and they're not always in one direction. In one case, the Supreme Court reassures people that if they get a gun, the government won't just be able to take it from them because they have a right to it. On the other side, you have the Supreme Court saying if you get a gun, it'll be safe, so people are more likely to get one. So all of these factors have resulted in a raising of the base level of gun purchases, which seems to be about a million guns a month, which is huge compared to the past. I mean, I don't think we reached a million guns in the first 10 years, a month in the first 10 years of existence of the national instant check system. And of course, the population is always also rising, though not very fast. And that contributes to demand as well. But my analysis indicates the primary reason for the increase in demand is uncertainty of the future, both in the ability of the United States government to enforce domestic tranquility and in the inability of the United States government to enforce our ability to defend ourselves internationally. Well, we essentially have an open border with millions of people who haven't been vetted crossing the border essentially unrestricted, and we see crime rates going up significantly in part because of the increase in illegal immigrants. So that's what I think is happening with the NICS system, and we are very close to being at over 500 million guns in private hands by the end of this year. We may already be over 500 million. It's not a super precise number.
I tend to agree with that one. And in some cases, I kind of think it might be a little higher, but I don't know. What do you think about the number of gun owners, though? What do you think that number looks like?
That's fascinating. Because
I think it's got to be getting near 150.
Well, we have pretty good consensus that there's about 30% of adults are gun owners. A third is probably closer. And that's about, 80 million or so. But then we've got some recent surveys that are done that said about as many people refuse to answer surveys indicating they're a gun owner and who are likely gun owners as those who answer the surveys. And that would double it to 160 million. So I'd say it's somewhere between 80 million and 160 million. I have a hard time believing it's anything less than 100 million. And I think 150 million is certainly well within the realm of possibility. It's just such a difficult number to determine because if somebody is unwilling to tell you that they have a gun, how do you count them? You know, people say, well, look at this. They bought this kind of stuff and and they're interested in this thing, and they read this article, and that's all things gun owners do, but they don't say they're a gun owner. So how do you, you know, that's what the sort of methodology that was used in the survey to claim that there are probably about as many people who are gun owners, but who won't say so, as there are gun owners who admit it.
Well,
and, you know, the people who won't admit it tend to be more in urban areas, and that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. That comes from not trusting your government. I completely get that. I completely understand that. So, I guess we'll find out what happens with young Mr. Metcalf sometime next week. Hopefully he is out and about. And maybe he'll get some legal help and all this other stuff. And
I think it's highly possible.
Yes. And also, in the interim, I'm sure you've got a bunch of other stuff. I'm waiting for the next bear story to drop because I like the bear stories. And I know this is very one-dimensional of me, but they fascinate me.
A lot of people agree with you.
Yeah. I talked to a hunter the other day that goes hunting for elk, and I was like, do you care anything for bears? He said, only when I'm in grizzly country. I was interested in that. But anyway, before we run out of time, thank you very much for taking the time to join me twice this week. I appreciate that.
It's always a pleasure, Bill, and I'm hoping I can get in touch with you next week as well.
Absolutely. We're going to do it. So for all of you out there, these articles that we have discussed are at amaland.com, where Dean has well over 2,300 other articles, 2,300 plus, just waiting for you. If you go there and you check out his archive, well, you better take a sandwich. As for me, I will be back, and I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.